A doctor, now living in Collingwood, is continuing his lifelong work to improve healthcare in Nunavut and northern Newfoundland and Labrador. Dr. Sandy MacDonald has started a bursary at his alma mater designated for Inuit people who want to attend medical school. MacDonald's own medical school experience included a visit to Labrador, and the Inuit community of Nine, which was his first introduction to Inuit people. "I was amazed to find people who had lived in this harsh climate for hundreds of years," said MacDonald. "The second thing that affected me is that they were poor. They were desperately poor when I was there in 1985. He said many people in the community lived in shacks with cardboard for windows. "I was affected by that," said the doctor, who grew up in Sydney, NS. "I thought, I'm a family doctor, so what can I do about it? I could go work for them, provide care, and help provide a system." MacDonald spent 7 years flying into remote communities in northern Ontario on short-term stints and eventually moved to Iqaluit in January 2001. His wife moved to be with him a year later, and their daughter was born in Nunavut. In June 2018, they moved back to Ontario, settling in Collingwood in 2019. While in Iqaluit, MacDonald worked not only as a family doctor, but he did clinical care, and became the medical director and chief of staff at the hospital. "I was working to develop a system and trying to improve the amount and kind of physician services for the territory," he said. "My real goal was to try to get long-term physicians. One of the struggles Nunavummiut people faced was having short-term doctors coming and going. The main impact is there's not good continuity of care," said MacDonald. "In family care, continuity is important, otherwise the patient has to tell their story over and over again, the new doctor has to dig through charts, and they might not find what happened before. Other important information about culture, living conditions, and socioeconomic issues are also significant contributors to health that a visiting doctor may not be able to grasp in a short-term stay," added MacDonald. He helped recruit more long-term doctors who stayed for 2 to 5 years and lived in the community. "I believe family physicians have an important role to play in the development of the healthcare system in Nunavut, and in the community as residents," said MacDonald. "I think we've made a lot of headway on that front. Though the system still relies on short-term doctors, MacDonald helped establish more days of service. Now, he has focused his attention on encouraging Inuk doctors and healthcare professionals. The optimal situation is for the Inuit from Nunavut to become doctors, nurses, lawyers and teachers," he said. "The long-term goal is to get as many Inuit kids interested in health sciences as possible. Since I'm a doctor, I thought it would be appropriate to focus on doctors." While working in Nunavut, MacDonald said he was able to help increase family physician services by 300% and brought in many long-term doctors. They did, however, come from outside the territory with no first-hand knowledge of the culture and the local community. If they have a doctor from Nunavut who is Inuk, there's not that cultural gap that you have to overcome in the first place, he said. "It would be people from the same culture, and I think it would facilitate a good engagement between the practitioner and the patient." MacDonald graduated from Memorial University's medical school and had been giving to the General Alumni Fund for years. The university encouraged him to earmark his contributions. "I thought, why not a bursary for Indigenous kids from Nunavut and Northern Labrador," explained MacDonald. His bursary, the Dr. W. Alexander MacDonald Bursary for Indigenous Learners at Memorial University, is the first one at Memorial specifically reserved for Indigenous students. "It's modest," said MacDonald. "They're not going to get rich on my bursary, but I'm really happy to be able to do it." The bursary is a $1,500 award for the year, and it will be given out starting next year. MacDonald did have plans to retire when he moved to the area, but said he's happily and busily working at Collingwood General and Marine Hospital and at some local clinics. Anyone can contribute to MacDonald's bursary by donating through the Memorial University website and indicating the donation is to be earmarked for the Dr. W. Alexander MacDonald Bursary for Indigenous Learners.